the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. At least you will be in a few minutes. I apologize for the late start of the show today. I was having problems logging into the computer here. You know, these days on a radio station, you got to log in before you can do anything, and wasn't taking my password, and it was took me all this time to get it working. So, sorry about that. But I'll still be with you until 3, maybe a little later if no one comes in after, we'll see. Just gotta get through all the songs, you know, great songs I got for you. And since it's now summer, I figured it's time for the beach and the surf, so it's time for Short Shorts by the Royal Teens. Song made it to number 3 on the charts in the U.S. in 1958. The band formed in New Jersey in 1956, toured with Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and others. The band's keyboard player, Bob Gaudio, was a founding member of the Four Seasons, who also wrote many of their hits and co-wrote Short Shorts. And by the way, a 14-year-old Al Cooper was in the Royal Teens, although he joined after this song. So, ready for summer here with Short Shorts.
We'll be right back. that I once knew. She broke my heart, I became unglued. It all started when she called me dude. Yeah.
Okay, started out with some music for the sun and surf of summer. Started with Short Shorts by the Royal Teens. And after that, you heard Music to Watch Girls by, from a group whose name you probably don't remember, the Bob Crew Generation. This instrumental was originally composed as a Diet Pepsi commercial jingle, and it was a top 20 hit. Also having hits with the song were Al Hurt and Andy Williams with a vocal version. You remember that, right? The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. The Bob Crew Generation also recorded the co-written by Crew soundtrack for the movie Barbarella. Bob Crew was an interesting guy, a singer, songwriter, manager, producer, responsible for many hits. He and Bob Gaudio co-wrote many of the Four Seasons hit songs. And Crew also wrote, co-wrote, or co-produced hit songs for many different artists, with songs including Silhouette and Lady Marmalade. He started a record label and discovered a band called Billy Lee and the Rivieras. He renamed them Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, and they then had 11 top 100 hits. Crew arranged Devil with the Brutal Son, Sock It to Me Baby, Jenny Take a Ride. Interesting guy. Then, thought it was time for some surf music, so started with a classic surfing song, Pipeline, which was originally done by the Chantays in 1962. But what you heard was a cover from the King of the Surf Guitar, Dick Dale, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, from the 1987 soundtrack of Back to the Beach, a parody of the old Beach Party movies starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello as the kids, and they played the parents in this one. This version was nominated for a Grammy. Yep. Dick Dale was the first guitarist to push the amp up to 10, and back then guitarists just went from 1 through 4. No 11, I guess, huh? The Chantades did a number of surf songs in the 60s, but this was their only hit, reaching number 4, and many have covered it. Then you heard another big one from the early to mid-60s, the Surfaris with Wipeout. The song was originally released as the B-side of Surfer Joe in 1963, but Wipeout was the song that hit big. It spent 4 months on the charts and reached number 2, but was kept from the number 1 slot by Stevie Wonder's Fingertips. Wipeout returned to the charts in 1966 and made it to number 16 on Billboard and number 9 on Cashbox charts. I had that 45, actually, back then. The Surfaris formed in California in 1962, and all four members wrote and recorded Wipeout. It was also an international hit. Band put out several records and broke up in 1966, but have periodically reunited. Then you heard local surf rock band Tsunami of Sound with Hangin' Five, which was live from Amory Sounds, recorded and produced by Paul Weiss of the Weistronauts, recorded in Somerville the night the Red Sox won it in 2013. Tsunami of Sound will be playing next Monday night, the 24th, as part of the 2-week Midway Dirty 30 celebration at the Midway Lounge in Jamaica Plain, celebrating 30 years of bands at that venue. I didn't realize they had live music for that long, but I guess so. That's cool. They have shows all the time. It seems like every night there's something playing there. Then you heard Kid Conk with Tablista Gran Oro, Big Wave Surfer, which I think he released a few years ago. His name is Rick Scatino, and he grew up in the greater Boston area and used to play in the local scene. I believe he's based in Florida now. As Kid Conk, he plays surf music, and he also writes a lot of other different kinds of music and plays at all different styles and such. Then, since this word's been part of surfer slang, I closed the set with Scatterbrain doing Don't Call Me Dude from the album Here Comes Trouble in 1990. The days when guys were constantly calling each other dude. And surf culture seemed to say dude a lot. And seemed like a little nod to the Stooges in there, too, with the slowly a turn stuff. The Niagara Falls thing. Anyway, I'll keep up this theme for a bit longer. Al Pachulis recently released Special Guests 2 with his band Special Guests. But this album includes songs that he and his bands have done through the years. And this is Surfing in New Hampshire, which originally done in 2003. Pachulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests, been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he's also had bands in Canada for a number of years. He had been a lead singer, but a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that, and he's taken other roles in music since. on this song from 2003. Pictoulis is on vocals and rhythm guitar. So here's Surfing in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Metal! on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Take the best from me.